USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Stacey Abrams, the influential Georgia Democrat and gubernatorial candidate, will miss President Biden's important voting rights speech Tuesday in Atlanta, Georgia, due to a scheduling conflict. The voting bill has President Biden wanting all elections to be run from Washington, D.C. Although Democrats said the 2020 election was fair and accurate, changes are needed. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn calls the partisan voting bill an attempt to steal elections.
It has nothing to do with protecting the ballot box. This is not a voting rights bill. It's a sweeping takeover of our democracy.
Two Oklahoma death row inmates facing execution in the coming months offered firing squad as a less problematic alternative to the state's three drug lethal injection. Donald Grant and Gilbert Pastelli made the request on Monday. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
There is a lettuce recall going around as testing by Dole Foods showed some of them contained listeria.
The recall affects dozens of states and comes weeks after the company issued similar recalls in December and October. The FDA says the affected products are Dole brand and private label packaged salads processed at its Springfield, Ohio and Soledad, California production facilities. Affected store brands include Walmart's Marketside brand, Aldi's Little Salad Bar, Kroger, HEB, and President's Choice. Customers should throw out these products. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The dad in the Bronx apartment where Sunday's deadly blaze began acknowledged on Monday that he apparently pushed the front door back so far, trying to save his daughter, that it got stuck open. Fire officials say the open door fed and allowed the smoke to travel throughout the building. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the Chicago Teachers Union has now agreed to go back to the classrooms on Wednesday, Mayor Lori Lightfoot called out the union for hurting the children. CTU President Jesse Sharkey explains their point of view.
Right now we're experiencing dangerous Omicron surge. We're seeing hospitalization utilization rates near all-time highs or dangerous levels. And what's needed is the ability to work together to get an agreement to restart instruction. We understand the public wants this impasse to end. No one wants to see the people who run the schools disagreeing. The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue. It's not whether or not teachers want to work. That's been established. Teachers have been in the buildings. But we're asking for some basic common sense safety measures.
The Chicago School District was given just over $1 billion to get the schools ready for kids. The schools then spent the most money on school-based equity programs at $288 million. $100 million was spent on air quality improvements, yet the schools remain closed. The Georgia Bulldogs football team are national champions. Georgia beat Alabama 33-18 in college football's national championship game on Monday night to win the school's first national title since 1980. The game was played in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.